Okay, once again, a good Chodesh and a good Erev Shabbos, and a very special Zechus to be finishing Sefer Bamidbar once again together. How much we appreciate the opportunity to learn together. This is, of course, the Parsha of Shnayim Mikra V'Yacha Targum, the Gemara Brachos. V'olam Mishalim Adam Parsh Yosef V'atzibur Shnayim Mikra V'Yacha Targum. Marichin Lo Yom Avushnosav, the Gemara says, Afilu Ataros V'divon, right, this week's Parsha. So, very fitting to emphasize the relevance of Shnai Mikra, Vilvet Shalo Yaktim, Vishalo Yaacher, and I know how much my limud is enhanced by the opportunity to learn together. So what I'd like to try to do is counterbalance what we suggested in Shishi. I think they're both true, but it's, as is always, or very often the case, dialectical. The first topic in the last Aliyah of Sefer Bamidbar, Matos Masik Shin Bechubarin, is Ir Miklat. In particular, the Yisr of Shvichos Damim, and then we have the famous Pshara, Ken Beno Slavcha Davros, Ken Matei Bnei Yosef Davrim. We've discussed that in years past. Let me focus on the Yisr Darais of Lekichas Kofer, either Lunefesh Rotzeach Mezer, Asher Hu Rosh Alamos, Kimos Yumas, Velo Tzichu Kofer, Lanus Al Ir Miklato, Lashuv Lashaves Ba'aretz, Admos HaKohes. This is the Darais to take money when the punishment should be begof, either Amisas Bezdin or Galus. V'lo sachanifu es aretz asher atem ba, ki hadam hu yachanif es aretz v'laretz l'yichupar l'adam asher shupach ba, ki midam shavcho. V'lo sitame es aretz asher atem yoshvim ba, asher ani shochein besocha, ki ani adonai shochein besoch b'nei Yisrael. Again, a reiteration of Eretz Yisrael. As the Makom Hashchina, Rashi so beautifully comments here, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't trying to hold us to a standard of perfection. Hashocheni tam betoch tumosam. Rashi emphasizes that point. Sharani shochen b'socha, right? Shelo tashkinu osi betumasa. Kani Hashem shochen b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Rashi writes avizman shem tmeim shchina b'neihem. Okay, so the Torah is telling us that there is such a thing called Tzalem Elokim. And when human life is taken, so one doesn't quantify that with money. One would say, okay, so we'll come with a kofer, give you $1 million, and we won't take you to court. We'll let you out of Misas Bezdin, or we'll let you out of Galus, or whatever it is, whatever it's worth to you, and you know we'll settle this for money. That's a chanifa. And that is metame esoaretz. That is completely incompatible with Eretz Yisrael being Makom Hashchina L'Shichto Sidrishu Uvasa Shama. Insofar as each person is Nolam Malay, more significantly in this context, each person is Tzelem Elokim, and when Tzelem Elokim is degraded, right, in the ultimate sense, diminished in the total sense through the process of Shvichos Damim, so it's an assault not only on that Tzelem Elokim, but an assault on the Shechina itself. Right, what Chazal talk about in the context of Shvichos Damim, of Ki'ilu Mima'et Bidmus. It's an assault on Tzelem Elokim in this world. So the natural response is that the Shechina is Mistalek. There's a withdrawal or contraction from the Shechina from Klal Yisrael. Now, the reason I take this as incredibly significant, this is something that Morena Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal emphasized. Sadly, a bit of a minority voice within the community that ascribes great value to Yish of Eretz Yisrael, which Rav Aaron certainly did in this. Also, the parsha, as we noted, of Rashtim Esaretz Vishav Timba, of the Ramban that meant so much to Rav Lichtenstein and was formative in his life. Rav Lichtenstein, time and again, tried to remind that community in particular, that contrary Leman Ha'emes to some of Rav Kook's teachings about the state being some kind of a beatitude and the state having, you know, some great intrinsic significance that somehow dwarfs the centrality of the individual of Tzelem Elokim, right? That what this Aliyah appears to be doing is saying that ultimately, the capacity for the polity to exist, for the sovereign to exist, for the nation, and again, we just dealt with in the previous Aliyah, our sense that this is not a confederation, right? This is First and foremost, Elazar Akein Kohen Yeshua Ben Nun, and then each Nasi is Elish Mos Anashim Asher Yinchalu Lachem Misaretz. So this is there's a strong centralized government. This isn't to say that the state, the national government, is nothing, even Bisman the Torah. But the point is that the state can only possibly be as strong as the basic values upon it which it rests, and at the forefront of those is velosich chofer lenefesh rotzeach asher hu rosh alamos, or lashuva laretz achuz aso, that if the state has lost touch with the fundamentals, the fundamental elements of a moral society, velosach hanifu es haaretz asher ata yoshev ba, right, velosit hameis ad masacha. So then the state is nothing, it's worthless, it's a negative. Right? So again, the Torah is warning us and saying that even as the momentum is building towards Eilat Shmos HaNashim Asher Yinchalu Lachem Es Aretz, and the Jewish people are poised to go in very much as a nation, willing to cross the Yarden, the basic sense of the sanctity, of the inviolability, of the individual, of Tzelem Elokim per se, all of these things come across in a very, very, very strong way in the Issa D'Raisa of Lekichas Kofer LeNefesh Rotzeach, Hein Rotzeach Mezid, Hein Rotzeach Bishkaga. We're talking about things that are of fundamental importance. I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos, and Chazak, Chazak, and Chazak.